Welcome back to another episode of Your Window Seat, brought to you by Travel Incorporated. I'm your host, Tracy Carrillo, and as always, our goal is to help corporate travel and procurement manager navigate the ever-changing landscape of corporate travel with fresh insights, actionable tech, and practical solutions. Today, we're tackling a topic that is top of mind for every travel leader: artificial intelligence. But we're moving past the hype and looking at real operational impact. How AI is actually reshaping traveler experiences, streamlining agent workflows, and driving efficiency. Joining us in the window seat today is Greg Apple, CEO of Amgen. Greg has been at the forefront of AI-driven automation and managed travel, helping bridge the gap between traditional travel management and next-gen technology. He is also just coming off of the Cvent Connect Award as this year's Rising Star winner. Greg, welcome to Your Window Seat.
Thanks, Tracy. So excited to be here with Travel Incorporated, and always excited to be here and talk to you about AI automation and what the future holds for corporate travel. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's start with this. AI has evolved rapidly over the past couple of years. We all agree to that. We went from basic rule-based chatbots that answer simple FAQs to generative AI that can actually perform tasks and solve complex problems on its own. From where you sit at Amgen, how are you seeing AI fundamentally shift the corporate travel industry right now?
So things are moving at a rapid, rapid pace. And Tracy, when we were at Vision Alliance with you, I think you made a joke to say, how many times are we gonna hear the word AI today? I don't know what the joke was, but you brought that up several times.
Actually, I'll tell you, the joke was
the joke.
It was the drinking game. So if all of us had to take a drink every time we heard the word AI, we wouldn't make it to the reception. So I think that was it.
That was the joke. You told it much better than I did. But, I think we're seeing AI fundamentally change corporate travel and really beyond that, change every single industry. AI is agnostic across all industries, whether it's insurance, finance, marketing, travel. What we're seeing really is a shift from basic search tools to workflow-aware automation. And what that means is that we are now at a point where we're moving beyond generative AI that will take a prompt and generate an answer to agentic AI, where you'll have an agent perform a task from end to end. We're also seeing AI move away the barriers of forcing travelers into rigid booking channels. So in the past, you could only book through three channels. You either picked up the phone and called an agent, you either used an online booking tool, or you sent a request offline. And now with AI, we're starting to see requests originate wherever the traveler is. That can be online, that can be offline, that can be through messaging channels. It can be wherever the traveler is. And really, we're seeing AI start to reduce the friction for both corporate travelers as well as travel agents.
And I think that's really a critical distinction. You know, moving from the basic automation, everybody thinks, is this automation? Is this AI? You know, is this integration? But really moving away from that into intelligent workflows, if I'm understanding you correctly.
Absolutely.
So when you look down the runway, so to speak, at the next 2 to 3 years, and I know when we're talking about AI, that sounds like an eternity. What does the trajectory look like for travel managers? And what should they be preparing for as well as actually utilizing today?
To answer your question, so for travel managers, I think we're going to see a lot more of booking efficiencies and speed of ticketing. I also think we're going to not see a removal of high-touch service. I think the important thing is that the agency remains focused on service, and we as partners back up that service with AI automation. So we want to promote the ability for people to deal with people. We just want to make those people more efficient and more responsive. So in the high touch flows where agents are going to be in the front line, AI will be making those agents far more efficient. But for simple requests, for example, we can fully automate the entire process. So for simple point-to-point requests, AI will be able to automate the simple tasks. For complex itineraries, you're going to need the agent. You always need the agent. I think there's this misnomer that says AI is going to replace everyone. I think we had the same discussion 20 years ago when online booking tools came out that said online booking tools are going to replace everyone. They didn't. It's about AI assist. It's about a combination of technology and human. And it's about letting the agents focus on the complex stuff so that AI can automate the simple stuff while giving travelers flexibility and real-time or near real-time responses.
Fantastic. I think a lot about the early days of utilizing, you know, Amgen's technology of ensuring that, you know, something as simple as emails, you know, identifying if it's a new travel request or if it's a thank you very much for helping me out. You know, going through those queues as an agent, that can really interrupt the flow. It can take a lot of time that would better be served on actually servicing the next traveler's request. And then we go into all of this now on actually offering booking options. And whether it's a point-to-point or a simple international, I really think that the advancement is happening so quickly and it's happening so effectively that that's what gets me excited about. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But one of the things we talk a lot about on this show is that technology alone isn't enough. Clearly, we have to work together. It takes the right strategic alignment to make technology work for client programs. And Amgen and Travel Incorporated have really done a pretty fantastic job. I mean, it's been probably 3 years now that we've been partnering, maybe longer. I don't know. You can tell me. But it really is a tight-knit partnership that we value and we're really grateful for. And we really appreciate. So from your perspective, why is this partnership, why is the way we work together so powerful for corporate travel programs?
So I'll just say this, and I think because we're offering the best of what technology has to offer first, right? So TI, or Travel Incorporated, is our market early adopter, right? You guys are the innovator in the market. And I think your travel managers have the ability to use it here first, right? So Travel Incorporated is ahead of everyone else in the marketplace. You're the early adopter, you're the risk taker, right? And you work with us to understand your problems, right? And we as a tech company don't always have all the answers. I think you would agree, Tracy, that it's been a true partnership of us understanding your workflows, understanding your policy. And I think by combining Travel Incorporated's deep operational expertise and consultative approach with our AI automation capabilities, it's been a wonderful partnership. I also think that why it's so powerful for your travel programs is we work inside your existing workflows rather than trying to force your customers through a new workflow. Right? So when you think of us, we're like that connective tissue that connects everything into your existing ecosystem. So we don't have to tear down old stuff, right, and rebuild systems. We take your existing stack and build on top of that. So we're just super excited about our relationship and your incredible team and your openness to innovation and your openness to partnership.
Well, thank you for that. And, you know, it's mutual here. So let's talk a little bit about some examples that we've been using over the last year, 2 years together. I mean, I mentioned email, you know, that seems pretty fundamental, but really, you know, important to our efficiencies on our end. What are some other examples that you can kind of name about whether our collaboration or others in solving real day-to-day pain points within the corporate industry?
So let's just talk about, you know, what we're focused about. We're focused on. So really there's two lenses that we're trying to solve for. The first is the traveler, right? So for you, it's all about how do we improve the traveler experience, but how do we ensure policy compliant, right? So compliance. So we want to basically embed all of our information within the ecosystem of client-specific corporate policies and make sure that everything is within policy. But if we put our hat on of the traveler first, it's about speed to itinerary, right? So if we take email as an example, the old way was, you know, a request came in, for example, for a trip request, right? That went into a shared inbox. That then went to an agent. An agent read that email and responded back to the traveler. Maybe the traveler sent in a vague request. The traveler and the agent had this back and forth. Then the traveler got the information. Then the traveler went into the GDS. Then the traveler created a PNR. Sorry, then the agent created a PNR. Then they cut and paste options and they sent it to the traveler and they went back several times. Now, with what we've built with you through our integration with Five9s, which is your contact management system, a traveler will send in a request, have a conversation autonomously with our AI agent. So the traveler will typically say, I need to go to New York next week. Well, where from where? And do you need a hotel? And do you need a car? And so our AI agent will have this conversation autonomously with the traveler, gather that information, and then we'll do all the shopping for the agent so they don't have to do that manually in the GDS and generate offers to an agent who can review the options and just co-pilot it, check it, and send them off to the traveler. So really the first thing is around speed to itinerary for the traveler. Now when I put the hat of the agent on, really what we're trying to help you with is free up your TI agents to focus on high value consultant tasks while automation handles the routine searches, policy checks, initial booking requests, et cetera, et cetera. So really what we're trying to do is automate what we can for the agent. And one area actually that we've seen a lot of success beyond the transient side is also on the group side. And what we find is that you have a lot of demand on an annual basis at different peak times during the year. So whether it's the first quarter of the year or the third quarter of the year, all these requests come in for groups via spreadsheet manifest. And every line in that spreadsheet is a traveler that the agent has to manually generate an offer for. That's a very difficult manual process and it's not scalable. I think the work that we've done around bulk reservations and helping you scale that response rate to your travelers has been transformative and game-changing. So we can now take your agents from about 24 minutes per trip proposal down to 3 minutes. In the high-touch, low-touch flow, that's a 7x improvement in efficiency. And in the no-touch flow, we can help you as an agency respond to travelers, going directly to travelers for groups of 10, 100, or 1,000 within a minute. So regardless of how big the groups are, the AI, the automation capabilities are doing all that ingestion, understanding policy, understanding the constraints of that particular group, applying parameters down to each specific event, and options are sent out. And these are these practical examples of AI automation that we're really seeing success with.
It's been transformative for sure for us and our group travel partners division. And you know, it's definitely not a one size fits all. It's always not a one size fits all. It's never a one size fits all when it's a group travel program. You know, every group event is going to be different. It's going to be unique, but it has to be excellent. It has to be high touch. Have to have the accuracy, the speed of ticketing, you know, the ability to modify and to manage changes that happen without question that they're going to. And one of the things that I just love is that we have two options, you know, with Amgen and for our group. One would just be a direct book and ticket using the search engines of AI. The other one being if you have, you know, a group of travelers that you want to have more empowered that are part of that group, and you can send them three options that are all perfectly fit within those guidelines, parameters of that event so that they can choose the itinerary that works best for them, ensuring that it's going to get them to their destination at the time that they need to be there. So I love the flexibility and that it's not just a cookie cutter approach. It's truly something that together that we can, you know, alter, we can, you know, just mold and make it absolutely appropriate for each of our events. And it's turning out to be a real game changer across the board for us.
Yeah, and just to add to that, just to add to that before we go on, because I'm so excited about this, you know, I think you bring up a point about generating intent-based, tailored options to travelers for that particular event. But one of the things that we're trying to eliminate is that back and forth between the agents, right? So if we take, for example, those three options, but what if those three options aren't the options that the traveler wants? Then what? So we also expose, on a per event basis, shopping. So we expose shopping so the traveler can find other options all within policy and go ahead to book. We're just so excited about uncovering problems and solving them operationally for you. Another example that we're seeing a lot of positive response about is credit card. You know, being able to support both a profiled traveler and a guest. We support profiled and unprofiled travelers. But in the old days, which were as of last six months ago, 2026, the first half of 2026, you know, people were calling in with their credit card number. That's gone now. So with our credit card capabilities, you have the ability now to put in your credit card information online as a guest, and you don't have to call in anymore. So, I mean, these are just some little things that we're trying to do to create a frictionless traveler experience. And we're super excited, you know, that Travel Incorporated has been our market leader or our early adopter for all these capabilities that we're now offering widely to other agencies as well.
I love that. The credit card, just everything around when you're in corporate travel, it's different than leisure travel. It just is, you know, but when you're in these group environments, you're going to need that data protection and you're going to need that level of detail.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything has to be protected. Everything's encrypted. Everything passes, you know, security from a compliance IT perspective. So the fact that we can, you know, bring corporate travel to consumer grade travel, I really think that's what travelers want, Tracy. I think a traveler is a traveler, whether you're a leisure traveler or a corporate traveler. You know, our vision at Amgen is to exceed consumer grade today and bring that to the corporate travel space.
Yeah, and we're seeing it, which leads me to our next innovation and, you know, coming into GBTA in about a week and a half. We were so excited to announce to some of our accounts that you mentioned earlier, Vision Alliance, one of our client events, the launch of the new partnership of a complement or an alternative online booking opportunity for corporate travelers. And, you know, it's Jenny 2.0 and it's iRequest Travel for Travel Incorporated. And it's that marriage of the two. So talk to me a little bit about that. How did it come about? How did it evolve? And how are we moving it forward as we introduce it now to a broader community?
Yeah, so when we started down this path about 5 years ago, we left the traditional online booking tools alone. We let them play in their sandbox, and we focused on the offline requests that we discussed. So email transactions, for example. And what we found is from feedback that we received through you and many of our other partners, that many of the traditional online booking tools that exist today tend to pass on the complexity to the traveler. And they have tended to be not very user-friendly or efficient. And so we thought about this problem and we said, well, you know, how can we solve this problem? They are also very locked down in terms of workflows. And what I mean by that is traditional online booking tools focus on only a profile traveler and that's it. You have to log in, you have to authenticate. And because we had this early, you know, we were really early to the game with AI automation, this vision of, well, we want people to book from wherever they want to book. We opened up the workflow and we thought about Jenny being a gateway to consume requests from any channel. And what we ended up doing is we built a white labeled capability. And Jenny is actually a play on generative AI. It's also my wife's name, so I'll give her credit for, you know, naming the product after her. She loves that. So we thought to ourselves, okay, so we built the workflow for email. What if we combine that with a online shopping experience that was much more consumer friendly? And what we've built now with Jenny 2.0 is we can expose our APIs either through our white labeled shopping capability, which we've done through iRequest, or through our TMC partner's proprietary online booking tool. So what we're trying to do here is, again, be the Intel chip or the Amgen chip for the industry, right? So think of us like that Intel chip where we're powering your business, but it's your ecosystem, right? And that's really what we're excited to do with iRequest. So we've taken iRequest, which is your shopping experience, and we've exposed our APIs via iRequest, via our white label form, to look and feel like a next generation shopping experience that is non-traditional. And non-traditional in the sense that we now have natural language prompts. So just like you would use ChatGPT, which everyone in the world is using every day for every question imaginable, right? You can now in your natural language prompt say, I want to go to Chicago next Thursday for two nights staying, you know, at a hotel downtown. And you'll have a conversation with our AI. It will generate a personalized trip for you based on your past trip data. So we're looking at leveraging a dynamic profile to look at where you actually go and marrying that up with your static profile to rank it based on what you actually do versus what you say. So what we're very excited about with Jenny 2.0 is this hybrid approach to being able to consume requests via an online, online form, like an input form, or via natural language, or via Slack, or via email. It's that confluence of everything coming together via the omni-channel method that travelers want to consume at, and then exposing that where travelers are. And so I think, you know, we're super, super excited about Jenny 2.0, and we're able to customize it based on the parameters of our team sees and what they want us to do. So we'll show in policy options, we can show out of policy options. I mean, we can really design it the way you want us to design it. Really, at the end of the day, we're automating the value chain. And let me just talk a little bit about this. So Jenny 2.0 today is delivering policy compliant, consumer grade booking experiences for both transient and group travel. But generating booking experience is just the start. So we have the ability to automate the shop. We have the ability to automate the book. Now we're extending automation to automate the cancel, as well as automate the exchange. And we can consume that PNR from any online booking tool. So if, for example, someone booked it in a non-Travel Incorporated native iRequest online, you know, booking tool, booked it in a third-party tool and sent an email and said, I want to change my flight, we can consume that PNR and offer changes to the traveler. So really what we're trying to do here is bridge the gap between all third parties and really just let the traveler do what the traveler wants to do while automating very manual processes that are very complicated and take agents 45 minutes to an hour to service. And the thing that I'll just say, and then I'll stop talking because you can tell I'm very passionate and excited about this, Tracy, is that we see the agents working in so many different systems. And it's just this coordination effort that they have where they're in one system and another system and another system and another system and another system. It's a lot of work for them and it's very complicated. And we have a lot of respect for our corporate travel agents. And we call them GDS ninjas because they do certain commands, cryptic commands, so fast, but they're also jumping from system to system to system. Really what we want to do is we want to simplify their lives. And the positive thing, the most positive thing that I would say at this early stage of rolling out Jenny 2.0 is the positive feedback we're getting from agents. Mm-hmm. Because I think typically agents are very focused on what they've done in the past. They've done certain things for a certain number of years and they don't necessarily seem open to that change. But when they see how we're helping them and how we're making their lives better and we're not replacing them, we're just making them 7 times more efficient, they love us. And that's music to my ears and that makes me very proud as CEO of Amgen.
And you should be very proud. And you know, one of the things I always say is happy travelers equal happier travel managers. And you know, I mean, it's about the traveler experience. It's always been about the traveler experience, but because of cost containment, management, policy controls, approval levels, all of the different things that are embedded into a corporate travel program, so many times the traveler feels like they are limited in how they can go about booking their trip. So I'm going to throw out another example and then, you know, kind of we'll get some final thoughts on this. But I mean, if you were just thinking about, hey, I've got a contract, whether it's Concur or Deem, this is the tools that we use, but you've got these road warriors that, you know, maybe going from point A to point B, you know, four times a quarter, you know, and all they want to do is say, repeat that trip, you know, Amgen, I request, you know, I want to go back to Chicago. I wanted the same trip, same hotel, same rental car, you know, please take care of that. And boom, in guidelines, in control, in policy, exactly what they need in seconds, rather than having to log in, open up, and have everything coming straight out of the portal. So whether it's a, you know, a complementary booking option to what you're using today, whether it's augmentation of it, this is how it's going to be evolving. And I just am so excited to just give travelers a choice while maintaining those, you know, parameters that the corporation needs to be fiscally responsible. So I'm ready to roll. Yeah. I can't wait to talk more about it, you know, at GBTA and for the coming months.
100%. And, you know, to your point that you just mentioned, we don't require the traveler to log in. And again, I repeat, there is no login required. No login required. How amazing is that? Let's just start with that. How many times do you forget your password? How many times do you forget your username? Like, we're talking about a corporate tool for shopping, booking, cancel, and change that you don't have to log into. You automatically sign in through SSO, secure sign-on, with your credentials. And to your point, Tracy, we can look at your past trip history. You can just literally click a link. You don't even have to type it. We know what your past trip history is. We can repeat that trip. It will bring up all the relevant availability for those particular offers, all within policy, but all within your preferences. So if you booked that trip 3 months ago and you chose a different airline, this time we'll just automatically give you that airline, because we know that on that same location that you went to, you chose a different airline. The same thing with a different hotel. So again, we're super excited about this. We want to remove the complexity for the traveler. Do not pass the complexity on to the traveler. The business travelers have enough complexity in their lives, getting to their meetings, dealing with their clients. There should be a consumer grade ease. We will provide you with real-time updates. And as we evolve the platform, we're going to be thinking about, well, what would I have to deal with as a traveler? What things can go wrong? There can be flight disruptions. So we will integrate real-time flight disruption capabilities to let you know if your flight is going to be disrupted. Here's some other options predictively. If your flight does get disrupted and you need to make a change, you won't have to spend 30 minutes of your life or 45 minutes of your life trying to get through to the travel agent, because everyone else is trying to get through to the travel agent. Options will be presented to you in iRequest, within policy, within all the constraints of the fare that you've booked, and you'll just have to click a button, right?
Yeah,
that's just our vision. That's the future. And that's a practical use of AI. Again, it's completing the value chain of the shop, the book, the cancel, and the change. And of course, we will evolve it over time, but we're just constantly listening. We're looking at real-time anonymous analytics of the traveler to look at ways in enriching their experience. You know, one of the things we're also working on is 3D seat maps, showing people what the plane actually looks like versus a static seat map. All these little things. You know, my late grandfather used to say every little ting in his accent, but the little things are the things that matter to travelers.
It's all about the experience.
It's all about the experience.
So takeaways, if you know, travel managers, I think more and more are very open to where AI is going. You know, so maybe 6 months ago, you talked about it, the eternity of 6 months ago, there was this apprehension. But now we're seeing companies actually have AI task force and, you know, really embracing and really being some of those early adopters. Whether they're an early adopter or they're still hesitant, what would be the advice that you want to leave with our audience today?
So I would say just jump in. Just jump in. Nothing's going to happen to you. Start using AI. Start using AI in your daily tasks to compile emails faster, to respond to clients, to solve problems. As it relates to your role as a corporate travel manager, really focus on outcomes. Focus on outcomes. Start with the problem. What are you trying to resolve? And try to solve those problems with AI. And also start with high impact workflows. You may have a list of 10 things that you'd like to automate, but focus on the things that really matter. And then lastly, choose partners who integrate directly into your operations. Choose a partner like Travel Incorporated, who has the thought leadership and the knowledge and the learned experience of 30 plus years, or I think it's 40 plus years, Tracy.
47, thank you.
47, there you go. I didn't want to go too long, but it's enough. It's enough of experience, right? I think you can't buy that. I think you can't buy that. So focus on partnerships who integrate directly into your operations and trust them. And just give it a shot. You know, when we go live with customers, and Tracy, you've seen this because we've scaled several accounts across Travel Incorporated's user base, we start small. Let's test a few transactions. Let's test a few groups. Once you see it working, you'll believe it. You have to see it to believe it, and you'll trust it. But we are now operationally at scale. We are at a 97% PNR success rate. We work all the time, every time, all for a few issues around availability that we don't control or credit card errors. But for all intents and purposes, we work all the time, every time. Just embrace it, because there was a saying that said, those that don't use AI will get left behind. And I really believe that. I really think that you have to just embrace the future. It's not going to bite. It's almost like the evolution of the wheel. Look at the wheel back in the 1900s. The wheel created the car, which created roads, which created houses, which created cities, which created infrastructure. AI is that same evolution. AI is going to be embedded in every component of our lives, and it's really that next phase of the internet. It's like Web 3.0 that is now here, and I would say just embrace it, enjoy it, and it will lead you down a very new and exciting path.
Truth. That's fantastic advice, Greg. Thank you so much. You know, thank you for being here today, for being a partner of Travel Incorporated, for sharing your enthusiasm, your passion, and certainly your innovation. You know, we love the relationship. We love what it's offering our clients, and we're excited to get this next iRequest in the hands of our travelers and seeing what the next phase leads us to. So thank you so much, and thank you for driving the future of corporate travel.
Thank you for having me, Tracy. We are so excited about iRequest, rolling this out just before GBTA this year. We've spoken to several of your clients. They're ready to jump on in. We're ready to service them and support them and support you. And we just wanted to say we really appreciate you. You have been an incredible early adopter, wonderful partner, and your customers should be grateful that they have you, because you're an incredible forward-looking TMC partner, and you really do have the best of breed team members and technology behind you guys. So thanks for the opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for that, and we appreciate you, Greg. So that wraps up today's episode of Your Window Seat. To learn more about Travel Incorporated and our partnership with Amgen, as well as the new iRequest and Jenny 2.0 rollouts, you can evaluate these and discuss them with us whether you're attending a GBTA or contact us online through our website at travelinc.com. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, leave us a review, and join us next time as we continue to explore the trends that matter most to your travel management strategy. Until next time, keep looking out your window and safe travels.